Welcome to Making Life Happen with your girl, Trainer B, where life meets destiny, transforming dreams into reality. A place to discuss life and living it as it relates to our overall physical, mental, and spiritual well-being. Let's get into it.
Welcome to another episode of Making Life Happen with Trainer B. I want to thank you again for joining. You could have been anywhere else, but you decided to join me and hang out with me today. So thank you so very much. For all of our first-time viewers, I want to welcome you to the channel, and I hope that you will click share and just tell all your friends to come on and join us as we dive into Making Life Happen and have lots of jolly good fun. So this week, you all, I want to talk about making life happen as it relates to our mental health. Wouldn't you agree that mental health is just as important, if not more important than our physical health? Yes, I thought you might. So even the medical professionals will tell you that stress, anxiety, emotional traumas, disorders, and all those related mental emotional conditions, it has a direct effect on our mental health and well-being, right? Now, here's a question. Do you find yourself in go, go, go mode all the time? Are you one of those that work so much that you never take the time to enjoy what you're working towards? Just think about that for a second. How often do you just sit and just rest? Physically, we can do it, right? We can sit down. Like I'm sitting in this chair, I can sit down. But how about taking a break in your mind? Resting your thoughts. That's what I'm talking about. You know what? I can share with you that I was one of those that had a hard time resting because in my mind, I equated resting with being lazy. So let me tell you, we're going to flip the script, right? Remember, we talked about flipping the script on a lot of things. We need to be careful about how we think and what we say. So this is what I want to encourage you to do. Instead of taking those lazy days, let's flip the script on that and let's call them rest-filled days. Right. When someone asks you, what are you doing? Instead of saying, I'm being lazy, let's change that response to, I'm resting, right? And I'm going to tell you why. Because lazy means you are being non-productive. Not getting anything done. But resting, that is extremely productive. When you rest, you're being restored, reestablished, and revived. Remember, we talked about that last week and I gave you a challenge, right? Remember, I told you to make note of what you say. So this is just another reminder. Here again, we're flipping the script. We're going to change the narrative of how and what we say about ourselves. So the art of meditation and the benefit of meditation, let's talk about that for a minute. Excuse me. So meditation, it is the mental exercise and it requires quieting your thoughts. This is one of the most powerful tools we can use to bring balance in our overall emotional and mental well-being. Here are some of the benefits. One of the benefits is it's completely free. The only thing it's going to cost us is our time and commitment. The benefit is, another benefit is it helps you focus and become more aware. Well, why do I need to become aware? Because you need to know what you're dealing with. It helps to alleviate stress and anxiety, right? It helps us to identify the emotions that we keep trying to avoid and run away from. Now, there are so many things that we try to just pack down, push aside, compartmentalize. Those are the things that we need to deal with. So meditation, excuse me, it helps us to identify those things, right? It helps us to identify the traumas. It helps us to identify the triggers. We all have them. We all have triggers. And sometimes you don't know what triggers you until it actually triggers you. So I'm going to talk about me here for a second. we all have our coping mechanisms. Some use alcohol, some use drugs, some use all kinds of things. You know, food, sweetness, sweets, sugars, all of that. Mine, however, is cleaning. I clean. When I am under a lot of stress, I have to do something. I have to get busy. And I just clean the house. As a matter of fact, I don't only clean my house. I clean other people's houses. Wherever I'm stressed out, I say, for instance, I can go to my sister's house. I will start cleaning. And I do it without even thinking. When I start doing that, or when I get extremely upset, I clean up. So that's how I've learned to deal with my stress. But I also had to recognize that I was not really dealing with things. I was compartmentalizing. But cleaning to me allowed me to rationalize it, allowed me to think things through, but I still wasn't getting to the root of the problem. Here's another manifestation of something that was going on with me emotionally and mentally. For some reason, I had this fixation on chairs. I had a lot of chairs in my house. So as I was praying one day, I just asked the question. And as I looked around, like, why do I have so many chairs in my house? And I had to think about that for a minute. Through meditation and while I was sitting quiet, I heard the question, what do you do in a chair? And that came directly from heaven. You sit. Okay, so what do you do when you sit, when you're sitting? You're resting. I was trying to find a resting place. Evidently, I needed to rest. And I was positioning myself to rest, but I was not really resting. So that let me know that I needed to work on some things, which led to some other emotional healings that needed to take place. So have you asked yourself lately, what are some of the things that are not working out for you? Does it seem that same things keep happening over and over again and you can't break free of the cycle? So consider that there may be some things that you have not dealt with, right? It's keeping you locked into the same pattern and the same cycles. So it may be time to let go of some mental and emotional baggage that you do not want to admit that you're carrying. We all have them. And we just a lot of times don't want to admit it. If we just be honest with ourselves. So being emotionally balanced, that's a lifelong commitment. It plays a critical role in making life happen. So here's a 5-minute exercise, just 5 minutes out of your day. Now, I didn't say it was going to be easy. It's going to be hard, especially if you're not used to meditating, if you're not used to sitting quiet, if you're not practicing sitting and just doing nothing. It's hard for some of us. It really is. And it's going to require quite a bit of practice. Now, you don't have to do it right now, but if you want, you can do it right now. But the first thing is you need to use your imagination when you're doing this. You have come equipped with an imagination for a reason. So here's what you do. Find your happy place. Mine happens to be at the beach. That's one happy place for me. So when I'm meditating, I can just imagine myself sitting on a beach, or I will go on YouTube and find a beach scene and play some backdrop music. But I would just sit and imagine myself sitting on the beach, and I would just breathe. You're going to have 1,000 thoughts that's going to come into your mind. That's where the art of meditation happens. We need to learn to silence those thoughts for the moment and just breathe. Now, for me, it took who sit still for a minute? Time it. You will be surprised. how long a minute, and you're thinking that a minute has passed, and it really hasn't. So find your happy place. Another place I meditate where I'm sitting is in the lap of Jesus. When I'm sitting up there with him, I'm just quiet and sitting, and I'm breathing. So again, here we're going to start with just 1 minute, and gradually we'll increase the time over time. You just keep increasing it. And you know what? You can use a timer. Use a timer if you need to. That helps out. That's a great tool to use, is a timer. Then after that minute has passed, this is what I want you to do. Get a journal. If you don't journal, if you're not used to journaling is a great tool to use during the time of meditation. So the first minute, again, if this is new to you, the first minute, you're just going to sit quietly. You're going to find your happy place, and you're going to imagine yourself sitting there thinking of nothing but the water or wherever you want to focus your attention. Quiet, all those thoughts that are coming and flooding your mind, telling you what you need to get up and you need to be doing. You don't have time for this. You have to do this and do that. Shut all that down. You don't need that in your life right at this moment. Just 1 minute. Whatever is going on is going to be there 5 minutes later. I promise you. As a matter of fact, I guarantee you. Now, after that minute has passed, for the next 3 to 4 minutes, write down your thoughts. Everything that comes to your mind, write them down. This is a form of journaling. Journaling, one thing about journaling, there's no right or wrong way. So just whatever is coming to your mind at that time, just journal it, write it down, because that too is also therapeutic. Write it down, because those thoughts are flowing out of your mind, down through your fingers and out on paper. You may not want to look at it at that moment, or you might, but just hold on. We're going somewhere. So here's my challenge for you this week, okay? You know, I always got to leave you with a little challenge. We're going to just take what we've learned, that 5 minutes, and we're going to put it into practice. You might say, I already do that. I already meditate. I already pray. I already do these things. That is wonderful. I'll encourage you to continue to do that and continue to grow in that area, because that is powerful. But if you're one that does not, then I challenge you to do this. But for those that do already journal and meditate and do all, let's kick it up a notch, right? I want to give you another challenge. I want you to do this for the next 7 days. Get a new journal, or you can use the one you have. And I want every day for you to write a letter to yourself. That was a song. I can't remember who it's by now, but he wrote a letter. He sung a song to him. He said, if I could go back and say anything to the younger me, this is what I would say. And he wrote a song about it. So for the purpose of this challenge is I want you to write a letter to yourself. Now, it could be an apology. It could be a directive or a resolution. You know how we make those New Year's resolutions and we're going to do this and we're going to do that. It could be that. It could be a congratulations. It could be a celebratory kudos, anything, which is something we don't do enough of. We don't celebrate ourselves. We don't celebrate our successes enough. Many of us tend to focus on the negative part of us and overlook the things that are positive going on in our life. We're waiting on other people to celebrate us. But what about celebrating yourself? So if that's a letter that you want to write to yourself, kudos to you, do that. Write a letter to yourself. And that's okay. Then that's not the end of the challenge. However you choose to write this letter, make sure you do it for 7 days. Then when you've penned that letter, Take that letter and sit in front of the biggest mirror you can find. Mm-hmm. Then I want you to read it to yourself, pausing from time to time to look at yourself in the eyes. Okay? You're going to speak to yourself as if you were speaking to your best friend. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be easy. It may be harder than you think. Why? Because we don't often want to face ourselves. We look at ourselves in the mirror, getting dressed. We're making sure we are ready to face the world, but are we ready to face ourselves? Okay? You may be surprised by what you learn when you confront yourself. Intentionally confront yourself, right? So the goal of this is to help identify issues that may be unconsciously keeping us or keeping you from moving forward. And if you can't move forward, you're not enjoying your life. If you can't move forward, you're not accomplishing your goals. So we want to tackle that. We want to master that, right? So another reason why I'm asking you to speak to yourself in this way is because you probably encourage your best friend. You're probably encouraging others more than you're encouraging yourself. You know, we tend to do that. Just like I just said, we typically encourage other people, but when it comes to us, we don't do it. We don't do it as often. We don't do it as much as we should be, right? But this week, we're flipping the script. We are flipping the script. It's time for us to encourage ourselves. Because just like you encourage others, just like I encourage others, guess what? You deserve to be happy too. Yeah, you absolutely deserve to be happy. Now, this is going to trigger some stuff. To look yourself in the eye and be honest with yourself about your emotions, about your feelings, about your hurts. See, when we go through things, we suppress, we hold on, we try to forget it, we try to move past it, but we never really deal with it until something triggers. And once it's triggered, things happen, unpleasant things happen. So that's why we're going to face ourselves, we're going to deal with ourselves, we're going to do better by ourselves. And what I mean by that, we're going to do better by ourselves, just like we do good toward other people. The same effort that we put into uplifting, encouraging, and pouring into other people, we're going to pour into ourselves this week, right? And we're going to figure out what that looks like in order to make our life happen, okay? So doing this challenge, looking at yourself, don't be surprised. You might cry. You might get mad, you might spit, get angry. You're gonna have a whole range of emotions because it's coming up again. Things are coming up that we've kept suppressed and hidden and didn't wanna deal with. We're starting to feel again. Feeling is good. We need to feel, we need to express these emotions. We need to let them out. So all these emotions that's gonna happen, it's absolutely okay. They need to happen. So go ahead on the cry. Have a good fallout, snot crying, just bawling, because your tears are cleansing. They're like taking a bath from the inside out. Every emotion that you're going to have, I promise you, you need to release them, but because it's okay. Emotions are meant to be released in a healthy way. Let me repeat that. Emotions are meant to be released in a healthy way. When they're pent up, when they're pushed aside, when they're compartmentalized, they come back to torment us. Or I put it to you like this. I heard somebody say it one time like this. If you don't deal with yourself in private, yourself, look in the mirror, looking in the mirror. If you're not dealing with yourself in private, your emotional imbalance and things that are happening is going to expose you publicly. So let's deal with it. Let's get with ourselves. Let's have a little talk with ourselves and let's get healed and let's get empowered. Let's empower ourselves. So that's what we're going to do through this challenge this week. So men, don't think this is just for the ladies. This is for you too. You need to cry. You need to get angry. You need to release some emotions that you've held pent up for a long, long time. Yes, we know you're strong. Yes, we know you can handle it. Yes, we know that you are all of that and a cup of tea and a pack of Kool-Aid. However, your emotions are meant to be dealt with and released in a healthy way. So I invite you to take this challenge as well. Okay? So it is my prayer. It is, among other things, that you really do take this seriously and you face yourself this week, right? In this process of reflective meditation, and my hope is that you will find it so beneficial. You will find it so cleansing. You will find it so relieving that you will continue it and you will make it a practice. You will put it into a part of your everyday existence. Because I can tell you that over the years that I've learned and the things that I've learned and have been corrected in through reflective meditation. Hey, that's a whole that's topic for another day. But I have learned so much just sitting and listening and quieting myself. I've learned so much about me. I've learned so much about who I am. I've learned so much about what I want to be when I grow up. I've learned so much just listening to my own heart, right? And that's what reflective meditation allows you to do, is to hear your own heart. We talked about the heart, and this is another way to hear your heart. This is another way to get in partnership with God. This is another way to allow Him to speak to you concerning your heart. It is all through reflective meditation. Meditation is not a bad thing. Meditation is a wonderful thing. And it's something we really need to put into practice. Even the medical professionals are telling you that now. They have all, think about it. When we look at television and some of the companies now are putting things into practice and into place for their employees to have a day of rest and relaxation. They're even providing places in the workplace that people can get up from their work stations and go and just have quiet time. So that lets us know how stressful the world and the things that are going on in the world has become today, and that we need to get away and get a break. So in order to make our life happen, technology is not going to change. It's going to progress. Things are just not going to slow down. They are actually going to speed up. So we need to take the time to slow down ourselves and take care of who we are so we can live that abundant life that we were promised, right? So again, it is my sincere prayer that through this process of reflective meditation, that we will get greater clarity. We will understand, and we will recognize what those things that we need to unpack, those things, emotional things that need to be arranged, actually not just emotional, physical, mental, all of that, the things that need to be discarded. Some things we just simply need to get rid of. We don't need to take them with us on our next journey. Some people and places and things we actually need to get rid of. Emotions we need to get rid of, because they're unfounded. We're holding on to them as coping mechanism, protective shields that we no longer need, right? So we need to discard some things. We need to unpack some things. We need to rearrange some things. All of this we need to do in order for us to get to that next place called there. We're all trying to get somewhere, and we're never going to get there until we deal with our stuff. So it's time to have a long talk with us. So this week, let's write ourselves a letter. Let's check in with ourselves and figure out what we need to do. Okay? I would love, love, love to know how this challenge has impacted you if you choose to accept it. Okay? So please drop me a message. You can contact me on by way of email. You can just drop me a line at info@trainerv.com. Again, my email is info@trainerv.com. I would absolutely love to hear from you. If you have any questions or comments or want to give me any feedback, again, that's a way to contact me through my email. It's info@trainerv.com. I would love to hear from you. That's all the time that we have today. I want to thank you for taking the time out of your day to come and just sit with me. It is a pleasure. As always, this is your girl, Trainer V. I'll see you next time.